We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 14 of Reef Bound, Story of John Williams, Missionary to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians and is transcribed by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. This is the amazing story, a true story, of a man who sets out on a rickety little wooden boat for a 1,000-mile voyage in waters that aren't even mapped. Don't worry, he knows all about the storms and the sharks and what happens when you run out of drinking water. But John Williams is determined. So determined, he builds this boat himself, all 60 feet of it, just so he can get to New Hebrides Islands and the Samoans with the gospel. Up to this time, 1830, no white missionary has ever been there. Williams is suddenly worried that the Rarotongans will think he's deserting them for the Samoans. But he puts it up to them. They've no objection. Instead, 8 native teachers volunteer to sail right along with him. Now John, with the teachers and Barf, his co-worker, are on their way. The first stop is the island of Mangaia. He's been here before, and the welcome couldn't be warmer.
Cannot do enough for missionary Willamoo. More pig?
No, oh, excellent meal, Chief Toho. Wonderful welcome. Bob's enjoying it all.
Strange missionary eating almost whole pig. Breadfruit, Willamoo?
No, thank you. But say, how about some of those yams?
Serving girl, reach for you, Willamoo. Serve, white man.
Remember the first time we put into Mangaia? Some difference.
Chief Toho, forget first time.
You wanted to kill us that time.
Please, please.
And our teachers. Now look, all of these men and women are Christians.
All love Christ. Very good.
Because we left teachers. Just two.
Two teachers equal 20, 40 men. They work hard.
They must have. People like them, too.
Very, very much. People like you, too, Willamoo.
Thanks. I hope they love Christ.
Love Christ very much. Have feast to show love. You, teachers, Christ.
Wonderful send-off. Glad we stopped here first.
Much heart in all they do.
Barf and I said, whatever happens in Mangaia, that'll set the pace for the trip. But this, we never expected.
We got surprised.
Oh, what's that?
Bring white package. For you, Willamoo. Cloth.
Say, this is lovely.
Big honor you to have from Chief's tent.
Well, I'll save it for Mrs. Williams. She'll like it.
Give Willamoo heart's desire. We love him. Very good.
Maybe this would be a good time to ask if...
Ask anything.
Well, Chief Toho, we're heading across to the Samoan Islanders. New Hebrides.
Very sad. Wish you stay. Teach us.
Well, we'd like to, but you see, these people, they've never heard about Christ. You can help them.
Anything Toho can do.
Well, the teachers we left here, Farua and his wife.
Yes, yes.
We've got it all planned out, you see. If we take them along, we'll have enough for almost every island we touch.
Take long?
Yes, in the ship.
Take teacher from Mangaia?
Well, you see, the Samoans have never heard...
Clear table. Willamoo, we trust you.
But you see, we don't have enough teachers.
No, teachers lift darkness from Mangaia. They stay. You take cloth, breadfruit, yam. No, let you have one teacher, not one.
Well, that's two teachers less to evangelize the Samoans and New Hebrides. But John and Barf sail on. They land at Atui, Maiki, Mitiaro, Aitutaki. That's the last of the familiar friendly islands. Now they're in strange waters. But New Hebrides and Samoa are still a long way off. First, they must sail directly through the Savage Islands.
Well named, too. Williams, you've been waving that white flag for hours.
Maybe they don't see it.
Or don't want to. Well, let's show them. push right into the lagoon.
No, no, never do that. Send the native teachers in first, in the whaleboat.
But where's your faith, man? White flags, all that, don't believe in it.
My faith is this, common sense God gave me.
Trust God, then.
I'll trust my common sense. Can't let them see a European face till we're sure. Lower the whaleboat, men.
There you are. You're savages, all lined up on the beach, meek and mild.
Don't be sure.
Waiting for a whaleboat full of teachers to land.
I can't see from here. Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Boff, get ready for trouble.
Huh?
Those natives are lined up all right.
Oh.
With a sling in their hands.
Please, Willamoo, don't make me stay here to teach.
Calissa, you decide. I won't make you.
I do anything for Willamoo. Not stay, Savage Islands.
I don't blame you.
Oh, come to stay, but cannot. Slings.
Yes, I saw.
Very mad looks. I scared, Willamoo.
I don't blame you, dear.
Go, New Hebrides, go Samoa, go anywhere, but not stay here. Please, Willamoo.
Off the Savage Islands. What happened there changed my mind.
Huh?
Look, we don't know a thing about the New Hebrides.
Oh, but that's the blessing of the whole trip.
Yes and no. We don't know what the people are like. Customs, gods, anything.
Oh, they're heathen. And I read in my Bible that
I want to sail around by way of Tongatabu.
Tongatabu? That island's overrun with missionaries. Westlands.
They'll put us up. Treat us well.
Oh, that your missionary zeal? Look here, John. Let me read you a passage from 1 Peter.
Tell us how to keep New Hebrides spears out of our backs.
All because of the Savage Islands. But where's your trust
that
in
reception
God?
There? You changed my mind.
Yeah, you're the skipper. Doesn't make sense to me.
Are you beginning to see the chain of events that takes John Williams across 1,000 miles of strange sea? For he does put into the island of Tongatabu. And what happens there changes his plans again. Mrs. Henry, wife of a Scottish Wesleyan missionary, tells him over a cup of tea.
I know what a disappointment it is, Mr. Williams. Have another cup of tea?
Good tea, Mrs. Henry. First I've tasted since I left Raiatea.
It'll warm up the cockles of your heart. You need it, poor man.
Comes as a kind of a shock.
You had your heart set on the New Hebrides, I can see it. But take my husband's word.
He knows.
More than any other living white man. He knows the New Hebrides like I know Edinburgh.
That's why I'll take his word.
Even if it hurts you. You're wise.
But I wonder, is it right to let one man keep me from going?
Oh, Mr. Williams, please. Those islands, Erromongo especially, but all of them, they're very bad.
Well, that's why they need...
Oh, Mr. Williams, please believe my Sam. If you go to the New Hebrides, you won't come back this way alive.
Just like that, New Hebrides, stricken off the list. But there's still Samoa. And on Tongatabu, John discovers he's not the only one who wants to go there. There's a remarkable little man named Fawea.
Come on down on the beach, Fawea. Point out the general direction.
Most wonderful thing happened since I say yes, Jesus Christ. When Mr. Henry say, man here who wants go Samoa, I say, this is God's hand, do this.
Finger of God.
I see home, Samoa, once more.
We're glad to take you, Faria. After all, you'll help us. You'll give us directions.
Me glad, Point Way. Home, so glad see me.
You mean, you so glad see home?
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Huh?
Much joy when I get back. Relatives, chieftains, jump up, down, joy.
That how Samoans say hello?
Willamoo. That way they say, welcome me. I, big person on island.
You are?
Nephew to big chiefs. son of chief. I, chief.
You're a chief?
William O. You'll carry third chief to his island.
We do. Well, that's good.
My word goes. I, powerful man. I say, this my friend, William O. And all bow neck.
So on Tongatabu, John finds his passport to the Samoan Islands. Not just a passport, an education. On board the Messenger of Peace again.
Well, Faia, I appreciate this. It would take me 10 years in Samoa to learn what you've told me in one afternoon. All of the custom, the legends.
I not tell all, Willemo.
Well, I don't know whether I can remember anything more. What else?
I say, I chief.
You're not?
Oh, no. I chief. I tell all chiefs, welcome you.
Well, then.
And all common people.
Well, that's comforting.
One man, not.
Just one?
This man named Tama Fainga. If he say no, you go.
What?
If he no like this Jesus Christ, he say so. Everybody run about and obey.
Wait a minute. He's the king?
No king. No chief.
What power has
he? He, Tama Fainga, spirit of gods, live in him.
Oh, like a god, eh?
Like all gods together. If he frown at you, Samoa never, never accept Jesus Christ for 1,000 years.
Well, Williams, you took the long way around, but...
That's Samoa, Bath. We're here.
Can't wait till we start preaching. Faye is going to be a big help, all right.
I hope so.
What's the matter? Been filling you up with a lot of his crazy folk tales? Listen, pay no attention. We'll get in there with the gospel, and that's all we...
Look, Bath. She's beautiful. Oh, that's Savai right there. Faia's home.
Big as Tahiti.
Oh, bigger. From what Faia says, twice as many people.
Twice as many lost souls, too. We came to the right place.
Well, I hope so. You see the palm trees there?
Yes.
There's a canoe. Putting out.
Filled up with natives. Got your testaments ready.
Native land. Beautiful, wonderful native land.
Faia, I'm glad you're here. You see those canoes? Mean anything?
Mean anything? Oh, my people! My wonderful people! Beautiful people!
Close enough to tell them who we are?
Greetings! I am Faia! I am your long lost! Now I have returned to the place of my birth!
Well, that seems to strike them right!
One more question, Willemoo. Then I tell them about you.
Your way's best for you.
Where is Tama Fainga?
He not in canoe.
Is he at home?
He not home.
Does he hunt in jungle?
He hunt nothing at all. Tama Fainga is dead.
Dead?
12 days ago. Tama Fainga killed.
Oh, thank God. William O, you hear? Tama Fainga is dead. Praise God. Oh, Mate la Devolo, the devil is dead. Now Jesus Christ live in Samoa. Oh, Mate la Devolo.
You have been listening to Chapter 14 of Reefbound, the story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, transcribed from the studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.